We need to endow our mind with the strength to support the growth of Dharma realizations by accumulating merit. Merit is the positive energy of virtuous actions. Just as well-fertilized soil will produce an abundant harvest, so if our mind is enriched with merit, we will harvest a bountiful crop of spiritual realizations. So sometimes we have a buoyancy within us where it feels like, and it is like, things will just work out. There's a sort of, we're carried. There's a sort of surging positive energy within us that is, it just makes things work out. That's merit. And we can have that in our ordinary activities. You know, if we look, for example, like a sportsman, an athlete, a footballer, for example, they just know tonight's the night, I'm going to score. They feel it, and that's how it turns out. There's this sort of wave of merit that they're surfing, that they're riding. Similarly, in our meditation, if we fill our mind, and we can learn how to do this, how to fill our mind, enrich our mind with merit, with this positive energy, then we will be able to break through all of the barriers that have been built inside our mind, all of the self-doubt and the self-criticism and the holding ourselves back. And our potential, our pure nature, will be able to arise. We will be able to abide in states, incredibly, exquisitely pure states of unconditional love, of universal compassion, of deep insight. So wonderful. So we can learn very special techniques for filling our mind with merit like this. Thirdly, we need to receive the blessings of the holy beings. Unless our mind is watered by a rain of blessings or inspiring energy from the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, it will remain like a dry field in which the seeds of spiritual realization sown through meditation are unable to grow. The way to receive blessings is to develop strong faith and devotion in the holy beings and request them to bless our mind. Just as rain can bring a desert to life, so if our mind receives the blessings of the holy beings, our virtuous potentials will be activated and spiritual realizations will grow in our mind. So maybe some of you have over the years done a lot of meditation, planted a lot of seeds, but maybe we feel that they haven't ripened. That isn't wasted. They're there. The seeds that are sown are waiting. They're waiting for the right conditions. We can gather those conditions by developing faith and inviting the blessings of the Buddhas, and those seeds will germinate. And what might have seemed like a desert becomes full of rich wildlife and flowers and beauty. Some people, I imagine, maybe a little bit, oh, I don't know if I believe in Buddhas. You know, there's a real correspondence between not believing in ourselves and not believing in others. If we don't believe that anyone has ever completed their spiritual journey, managed to unshackle their minds from all of these malfunctions, if we can't engage with the fact that that has been achieved and been done, we'll find it incredibly difficult to believe that of ourselves. On the other hand, to whatever degree we entertain or accept the notion that enlightenment has been achieved, people have purified their minds, people have broken free from the chains of anger and jealousy completely, and abide in a state where the mind has become free of the cycle of, you know, rebirth and so forth, trapped, thrown into another rebirth again by not having freed ourselves from the prison of I and all these things. If we to whatever degree we can open our mind to enlightenment, to the existence of Buddhas, to that degree, our enlightenment, our freedom, our true and everlasting happiness becomes a reality. It's like it's suddenly a goal that's achievable. Suddenly it's something that we can focus on and have in our sights and move towards. So even if we're a little bit skeptical, even if we're a little bit unsure, it's worth just a little bit nudging ourselves in that direction, just say, okay, okay, maybe, maybe, maybe it's been done. And then just draw it out a little bit. If we prepare our mind well by purifying negativity, accumulating merit, and receiving blessings, our meditations will be very successful. This has been the experience of meditators generation after generation since the time Buddha. These instructions come from Buddha, from Buddha Shakyamuni. He taught in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, which are the most important of his teachings.